Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series, our latest DVD and high-definition downloadable tutorial videos are Learning CCK and Learning Views, available now at store.lullabot.com.
My name is Preston So. I am the creative director of a firm called Monarch. We're a very small five-person firm based out of Colorado Springs. And I was part of the track that was kind of haphazardly done by John Wilkins about theming and that sort of thing, because we only had a day to kind of go through some of the sessions, and there was a huge need for a bunch of them because there was a huge long list of sessions that weren't approved. And so John and a few other people tried to get that track organized, and so I was part of it. I presented a session about theming out of the box, how to make your site look unique.
It seems like, I'll ask you more about that in a second, but it seems like because the themers are not an integral part of the Drupal community, there probably wasn't a lot of themers voting on the sessions, and so what happened was that a lot of the theming sessions didn't get in. And so what happened was you guys just self-organized and had your own little mini-conference using the birds of a feather. So just sort of like talk about what happened.
Yeah, I think the problem that we've been sensing is that a lot of themers have felt like they're not really a part of the community. You know, that you put it pretty well, that people are feeling like, their thoughts are being ignored and that kind of thing. So by organizing this track, we kind of made a statement saying, you know, we're out here. You know, we're trying to work on the front end, and we've got a lot of good ideas, and we just want to be heard. And we actually just created a club, kind of, in a way, of a bunch of people who want to make sure that the front end gets recognized by the people who work on the back end. And we just want to make sure that people realize that we're out here, and we want to make sure that our thoughts are heard, too.
And so tell me about what were some of the tracks that you guys organized and did that were not necessarily even recorded as part of DrupalCon?
They were kind of higher than a boff and lower than a session. So they were kind of a boffshin. And we had a wide range of topics. There were a lot of the proposals that had been sent in but weren't approved for the original con. And so John Wilkins talked about sustainable theming and that kind of thing. There were things about forums. I didn't attend a few of them, but there were some great ones there, and I wish I could have been to all of them.
Talk a little bit more about, like, what did you talk about in your session?
Sure. I talked mainly about how you can break out of the box and how you can think out of the box and try to get your site to look like it's a site that's yours, that's unique, and that's not in a content management system. Because that's the bottom line when it comes to business. If you're trying to sell a website to somebody, you know, you're going to say, we are going to make your site look like it's nobody else's. We're not going to use a template. We're not going to use push button. We're not going to use one of those table layout themes. And we're going to try and make sure that your website is the best out there. Because that's the focus of people who use a system, to try and get the most unique benefits out of it. So
from within the Drupal community, design is not really integrated into the process. It's sort of issue based, and so it's functionality, but you kind of have to take a step back to look at the gestalt to start to look at coherent design. So just talk a little bit about challenge of as working as a designer within an open source project like Drupal.
Yeah, sure. The biggest problem, I think, the biggest obstacle that a lot of themers have to go through is the fact that you've got a lot of people who work on the back end, and they all have their own jobs, and that's great. But the problem with the front end is that people don't exactly worry too much about it. You know, there's this kind of false impression that theming is kind of easy, that it's on the surface, that it's not too important when it comes to a website. And we're trying to change that. We're trying to change that impression. We're trying to change that so that, you know, everybody in the community knows that themers are just as important as a core developer. That's the bottom line.
And so talk a bit about some of the efforts that you guys are trying to start with trying to broaden the scope of design and theming within the Drupal community.
Well, we created the page, as I told you. We're trying to get more and more people involved, lots of tweets. Lots of those kinds of things, trying to tell people, hey, if you work on front end and you want to find a content management framework that works for you and you can still do great things in, we've got one. And I think part of that is going to be just trying to get the word out, trying to make sure that people know that themers are out here and we're not those lurkers in the outskirts of the site. So
is there any specific hashtag or place where people can go for more information?
Sure. Drupal Design is where it is. No hyphen or anything like that. We've been posting a lot of tweets that use that hashtag, and you can find a lot of updates and that kind of thing if you just follow that. So.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yep.